All right, Craig Harris, 1-2, third spot tonight. Podium finish for you. Nice way to, I don't say end the year, but finish the classic at least. You kind of seemed like you came to life there at the end of the race.
Yeah, you know, we started with a lot of fuel. You know, obviously it was a 75-lap race, so we're not used to running that amount of fuel. We practiced with it earlier. We had some engine issues in practice, and we figured it out. And after we burnt some fuel off, it seemed to get through the middle a little better, and we were able to shoot under some guys coming down the stretches. So, you know, real happy to be where we are. You know, we feel like we're going forward and just still learning, you know.
You had one really close call. Caution came out over in turn between turns 1 and 2 for somebody, and you got kind of caught up on a jingle over there between 3 and 4.
Yeah. Some people freak out, you know, when they hit and see the caution and they stop at their brakes. So, I just spun to avoid, and we were able, luckily, we were able to get our spot back, and it, you know, went to our favor. So that was good.
Let's say the race is 100 laps. Would you have anything for the leaders?
If there was a caution, I might have. I don't know if I could have caught him. But, you know, our car really came to life with about 20 to go, and it seemed like I could, you know, go anywhere. And our times were just a couple tenths faster the last 10 laps than the leaders. So, you know, who knows if we could have got him. You know, catching's one thing, but passing's another. So, yeah, I don't know. I'd like to thank all my guys. We had a couple, you know, really good and influential people this week, Patrick and Jim, and of course my dad's the backbone behind the whole deal, and Doug, my mom, Rachel, Joan. But local sponsors on board too, you know, Ontario Orchards, and they've really stepped up. St. Little Luke's, Fajita Grill. There's just a lot of really good support. So Cooper Custom Canvas, I can't thank everybody enough. I love being here.
Hey, this is the last month or so, or basically maybe the whole season, been a little frustrating for you up to this point.
Yeah, it has. You know, we were having some huge motor issues and huge brake issues, and we've kind of squared them away. You know, it's one thing with these cars, you know, if you let things go and don't, you know, really investigate every week, there's things that can happen. And we've had a brake issue where the left front brake just wasn't working for the last month and we didn't even know it. So, that's been part of our issue. And we have new smoke under the hood the last couple of weeks. So it's seems to be helping out.
2 weeks from now, would a win kind of cure the rest of the season for you?
Oh, absolutely, you know. But ultimately, you know, we just want to be consistent and attract super modified teams. That's our main goal. You know, we don't have the money to do all of it, but we would love to, contribute and work something out. So that's our goal, is to stay clean and to present ourselves in a professional manner. And I feel like, you know, if we keep doing that, something might come up. So
here at Oswego or on ISMA?
No, at Oswego, absolutely. You know, I'd love to. But, hey, we'll see what happens, you know.